Time now for sports on 104.7 The Cave. Here's Ned Reynolds.
Mike the intern, Ned Reynolds in the studio this morning. Had high hopes for the Bears last night. They looked like they were going to stick with them pretty good through the first half, but second half got a little away from them. But never fear. I mean, we kind of knew that was going to happen, or at least that was the feeling. But they did do a pretty good job against the Lone State.
I thought they played fairly well, not well enough. The offense wasn't quite as sharp as it should have been or could have been. Bears shot 39%, and that will win you some games, but Illinois State shot 40%. Not all that much better, but just enough to get the win, which was 65-57. That knocks the Bears out of first place because both Loyola and Drake won last night. So what that does is knock the Bears into third place, and a tie still exists, but Missouri State is not one of them. All is not lost. This game could have been won had the Bears played a little bit more sharp on offense, but defensively they played fairly well. Illinois State's not a bad ball club. They're not great. I don't think there are any great teams in the Missouri Valley this year. But the Bears played to the point where they could have won with a break here and a break there and a good defensive play, but it just simply did not happen. And as a result, the Bears get their seventh loss in conference play. So we'll see what happens. The season comes to an end this weekend. That's a regular season. Then it's on to the conference tournament, and we'll find out where Missouri State is going to end up. They do avoid the play-in round, and that's important. That's a key. But where they go from there, we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
It's been a fun season regardless.
Oh, yes.
So I know you're a big Birds guy, and it seemed like the Eagles love to fall back on Nick Foles, but now they are saying goodbye to him. Are you surprised by that?
No, not really. Foles had told the Eagles that he, Foles, wants to be a starting quarterback. He wants to be the number one man, and he's not going to be in Philadelphia. Carson Wentz is there. Now, Foles has come in and rescued the Eagles twice, once taking them to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and last year getting them into the playoffs, getting a win over the Chicago Bears. Not quite enough to beat the New Orleans Saints, but that's really beside the point. Played very well in relief. He wants to be a starter, not going to be a starter. So Philadelphia said, all right, we'll play ball with you. We're not going to put the franchise tag on you. Instead, we'll make you a free agent. So that's what he is. Foles will market his services elsewhere, and who knows, probably come up with a very interesting and lucrative deal for him, because he can start for a lot of teams. But I think it's Philadelphia acquiescing to his wishes and saying, hey, okay, you played ball with us, we'll play ball with you.
Yeah, and that's nice the organization did that. They didn't have to, and they did, and that's cool with them. But at the same time, he definitely bailed them out 2 years in a row, so they owed him. So the baseball season for the MSU Bears is kind of a shaky start. How'd they do yesterday?
One.
That's good. One. Right in the ship.
Well, 15-3 was the final score, but it was a very ugly baseball game on an absolutely ugly baseball
day.
Man,
I bet they did not have fun playing yesterday.
I had the game on TV, and I will tell you that in all honesty, our booth was heated and the windows were closed. Normally, I open them up, but in this case, I closed them because that wind was coming in out of the north right through the window, and I said, this ain't going to happen.
No way.
So the game was not, probably 150, 200 people there at the most. But neither team played well, and you can understand that, because playing in kind of, even though these are 18, 19, 20-year-old kids, trying to grip that baseball in cold weather is very difficult. So there were a number of errors. The pitching was, well, the Bears hit, I think, two more batters, so they had six during the two-game series, six hit batters. But still, the offense came through, played better. The individuals who had been slumping in the early going appear to be coming out of it now. Had a grand slam in the ninth. That game was already decided, but the freshman kid hit a grand slam in the ninth inning. The conditions were just awful. It was just not a day. But the fact remains that when you're playing baseball at this time of the year,
happen, baby.
Anything happens.
Oh, it's going to happen. And they've got some games this weekend.
They're going to play, what they're going to do this weekend, Cal Irvine, University of California Irvine, comes in here to play a Division I program, the Anteaters, that is their nickname. And Coach Gutton called them and said, hey, look, don't come. It's going to be awful this weekend. They had games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Cal Irvine said, our tickets are non-refundable. We're going to come anyway. So what they've decided to do is play a doubleheader tomorrow Friday when conditions appear to be at least acceptable.
Yeah, they won't be as bad Sunday and Saturday.
So it'll be, So what they're going to do is scrub those two games, Saturday, Sunday, play two tomorrow, starting at 12 noon, 2 7-inning games, and I think that's a good way to
good
bail
call.
Things
at least they're able to kind of salvage that non-refundable plane ticket. So before the game last night, MSU was tied for first. Now, not so much. What are the latest standings in the Missouri Valley?
It was a three-way tie for first, and that three-way tie has been broken, but only partially, because both Drake and Loyola are still tied for first. They both won in their games. Loyola going on the road and beating Northern Iowa up in Cedar Falls. That's very big. I'll tell you why in a split second. So there's a tie for first, and the Bears are by themselves in third place. So here's the scenario going into Saturday's final game. The Bears and Drake will play down here. The Bears had been tied for Drake. I really feel like Missouri State's going to beat that bunch down here. I hope they do anyway.
That'd be great if they could.
That will create another tie. All right, that will remain the way they'll break that tie, and there's a formula for it. Drake won in Des Moines, and the Bears will have won here. But is that going to solve the problem? No, because Loyola closes the season at home, and they are playing Bradley. And Bradley, while they're a capable team, I don't think it's going to be Loyola in Chicago.
Yeah,
so I really look for the Loyola Ramblers to win the conference regular season championship. Now, going into the tournament, altogether different story. We're talking about this yesterday. Any team in that valley can win. Even the bottom teams, Indiana State and Evansville.
It's all close.
It is the talent level is such that any team can win that thing, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a Cinderella come up. I wouldn't be surprised, Mike, it's never happened in the Valley, but to see a team win 4 games in 4 days.
Man,
it could happen.
It'd be amazing.
It would be.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be cool, and this is the best time to be a college basketball fan, arguably. So how did the prep teams for the immediate area do in the playoffs last night? We got that stuff going on right now, too.
Have Springfield-Greenwood. Springfield-Greenwood is within one win of playing for a state championship here in Springfield. And wouldn't that be absolutely sensational? Greenwood won a 2-point thriller from Hartville down in Mountain Grove last night. But the Hartville girls did win. They beat Blue Eye. So those teams advanced to the state quarterfinals, Greenwood and Hartville. And the quarterfinals are in Republic on Saturday afternoon. Greenwood will play Marionville. The winner goes on to the state championship. And the Hartville girls will play Miller, with the winner going to that state championship. Now, there was Class 3 competition in the area out at Willard. Springfield Catholic is into the quarterfinal round. They beat Lamar and the Stryford girls, who are the three-time champions. I think this was number 110 in a row, I believe. They trounced Miller. So Saturday, up in Bolivar, Catholic will play Jefferson City Blair Oaks at 1, and the Stratford girls take on South Callaway, and the winners of those to the state championships at the JQH Arena. It all starts next week, March the 7th, that's next weekend, and it'll really be a lot of fun. 2-week run, because the classes 4 and 5 teams are the following week.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a lot of fun. It is, man. Those Stratford girls, whoo! Talk about a dynasty.
It is.
So while we get a nice little icy glaze on us up here, our bird friends and royal friends down south are enjoying the nice weather. How are those exhibition games going?
Didn't particularly enjoy them yesterday, although the weather is great. I have friends who are down there in Jupiter and out in Surprise, Arizona to watch these teams. What a great vacation that is to go out to watch spring training. An altogether relaxed circumstance, and the teams are playing competitive baseball, of course, but you see a lot of players who aren't going to be around when the season starts, and you see how they work into major league circumstances. Anyway, Atlanta Braves beat the Cardinals 4-0, and the San Francisco Giants pounded the Royals 15-2, but in the exhibition season, you see anything.
Just exhibition, just like what we do here every single day.
Exhibition, that's right.
Ned, thank you for your time, man.
Sorry.